This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, September 11th, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. More than 260 national and state farm organizations and farm credit institutions appealing to congressional leaders to take up and pass legislation reauthorizing and revising farm programs not included in the domestic spending and tax law enacted in July. While almost 300 members of the National Farmers Union are in Washington this week, they're appealing to Congress for a new farm bill and assistance to survive a very challenging set of economic circumstances. NFU President Rob LaRue says the situation is serious.
It is extraordinarily tough. And here's where folks are incredibly nervous. For some folks, particularly further south, so cotton country, et cetera, this is not the first fall that we're going into where the books are really kind of bleeding red. This has been year on, and burning through equity, tough conversations with bankers. Now we're beginning to see that same pain go up into soybean country. Folks are really scared.
LaRue says farmers need help now.
The fact is that we don't have a safety net program out there that helps us in a situation like this. And so we're going to need some extraordinary help in this moment in time. Longer term, we're going to need to relook at this farm bill in a different way to make sure that whether it's these kind of economic conditions, whether it's disaster conditions, that we can get a helping hand.
Economic assistance has been discussed by the administration and by congressional leaders, but LaRue says the figure is yet a moving target.
I've heard different numbers, Jeff, and so I'm not going to speculate on how big it is, but I've heard that it is certainly bigger than what, if they use the CCC authority, it's probably bigger than what's currently available in there. Now, that said, I think that if the voice is strong enough and the cry for help is heard, that this administration will step forward on that. And I think that that's going to be needed this fall.
LaRue says short-term assistance may not be enough.
Is that just going to buy off some relief here for just a couple of months or for longer? I would argue as we go into a midterm year, this conversation around, you know, changing the safety net and making the farm bill truly a bill that can help bring in young farmers, keep the current generation on the farm, and make sure that opportunity and markets are out there that so that farmers can stay in business, that's going to be a massive topic of conversation rolling into next year.
Trade is certainly key to improving the long-term outlook for farmers, but LaRue says some damage has already been done.
The current situation with China and other really key markets here and the impact that we're seeing on input costs as a result of some of those trade disruptions, this has just made an unwinnable situation. I don't care how much market access we might get today in places around the world besides China. You can't replace that overnight.
Some land values have begun to decline, and LaRue says that's especially concerning for the ag industry.
You know, the moment we start seeing that goes soft across the country, that's when these comparisons to kind of conditions leading to the 80s crisis are going to be even more real. There's a lot of pain right now, and I think a great deal of worry that this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson has said he wants to move a farm bill with financial assistance this fall. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. The National Pork Producers Council is the global voice for the U.S. pork industry. NPPC is speaking up to urge Congress to fix an unworkable patchwork of state laws created by California's Proposition 12. These annual housing laws threaten family farms by greatly increasing the cost of raising pigs, causing many to fold. That's why both the Trump and Biden administrations have opposed this arbitrary law. Learn how you can protect family farms at fixprop12.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.